Kaysville residents who want to install solar panels on their houses are discovering that the city has changed its policies, and they won't get any credit for the excess power they produce. KUER's Andrea Martin reports.
Kaysville resident Mark True says he's wanted solar panels for years.
I see the pollution, and it's disgusting to me, and so any contribution I can make to improving our environment is a big motivation.
He was planning to install the panels by the end of the year, but this week, True was surprised to learn that the Kaysville City Council voted unanimously last month to impose a moratorium on net metering for new solar installations. That means he would not get any credit for excess electricity sent back to the grid.
Our initial estimate was that, there's no way we can do this without the cost savings associated with the net metering agreement anytime in the next 4 to 5 years.
City Council member Susan Lee says she's in favor of solar, but the city still has to purchase the same power, regardless of whether there are solar customers feeding into the grid.
So there's a concern that, you know, if there's so many that are doing it, then the rest of us who don't have solar panels are going to be paying more to subsidize for those who have it. And so there's got to be a balance that comes into play with that.
The request for a moratorium came from Bruce Rigby of Kaysville Power, who told the council that unexpected growth in solar rooftop customers may impact the utility's costs. The city currently has 50 people on the net metering program, but has been receiving 2 to 3 new requests per week. Rigby declined an interview, but said the city needs to review its policies to make sure they are fair and equitable. The moratorium went into effect on July 1st and will sunset in 6 months. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.